This is Akashwani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. In a big jolt to Aam Aadmi Party, more than two-thirds of the AAP MPs in the Rajya Sabha have quit the party and merged with the BJP. Of them, three Rajya Sabha MPs, Raghav Chadda, Sandeep Pathak and Ashok Mittal, visited the BJP headquarters and met BJP President Nitin Nabin. The BJP chief welcomed them by offering sweets. The other four MPs who have quit the AAP and decided to join the BJP are Harbhajan Singh, Swati Maliwal, Vikram Sahni and Rajinder Gupta. Welcoming Mr. Chadha, Mr. Pathak and Mr. Mittal into the BJP, Mr. Nabin in a social media post also extended his best wishes to these MPs to work under the dynamic leadership of PM Modi. In a social media post, Raghav Chadha said that exercising the provisions of the Constitution of India, more than two-thirds of the AAP MPs in the Rajya Sabha have merged with the BJP. Earlier, addressing a press conference in New Delhi, Mr. Chadha alleged that the Aam Aadmi Party, which was formed with a pledge to end corruption, is now trapped in the hands of corrupt and compromised individuals. He said that they will work together under the leadership of PM Modi for the nation. He said, in the Rajya Sabha, the Aam Aadmi Party has 10 MPs and more than two-thirds of them are with their decision to join BJP. Mr. Chadha said that they have already signed and submitted all the documents to the chairman of the Rajya Sabha. On the resignation of its Rajya Sabha MPs, Aam Aadmi Party leader Sanjay Singh accused them of betraying the people of Punjab as well as the party, which had given them the opportunity to serve the nation. In West Bengal, campaigning is in full swing ahead of the second and final phase of assembly elections to 142 seats, scheduled for the 29th of this month. PM and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi yesterday criticized TMC government on the issues of corruption, unemployment and infiltration. Addressing an election rally at Baruipur in South 24 Paragnas district, Mr. Modi claimed that the voting trend in the first phase indicated setbacks for the ruling Trinamool Congress in several districts. He alleged that TMC-sponsored infiltration has forced many youths of the state to seek jobs outside Bengal.
Bengal mein घुसपैठियों को लाकर बसाया जा रहा है। यहां घुसपैठिए बंगाल की जमीनों पर कब्जा कर रहे हैं, यहां के लोगों का रोजगार छीन रहे हैं। एक ओर टीएमसी का करप्शन, दूसरी ओर घुसपैठियों का दबाव। बंगाल के युवाओं को अपना घर छोड़कर रोजगार की तलाश में पलायन करना पड़ रहा है।
On the other hand, addressing an election rally in Howrah yesterday, Trinamool Congress chairperson and West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee claimed that the state remains in safe hands under her leadership. Government has said domestic LPG supply across the country is smooth and no dry out has been at any distributor. Addressing an interministerial briefing in New Delhi, Secretary in the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, said that government is ensuring that supplies of domestic LPG continue without any disruption amid the evolving situation in West Asia. She said that home delivery of LPG cylinders are being facilitated and advised consumers to opt for online booking and avoid rushing to distributor showrooms directly. She said that petrol and diesel supplies in the country are also adequate and no dry out has been reported at any petrol pump. Director in the Ministry of Ports and Shipping and Waterways, Mandeep Singh Randhawa, said that the government continues to engage with every stakeholder to ensure the welfare of all Indian seafarers and uninterrupted maritime operations. The Supreme Court has ruled that no court can compel a woman, especially a minor, to carry a pregnancy against her will. A bench of Justices B.V. Nagaratna and Ujjal Bhuyan yesterday permitted a 15-year-old girl to medically terminate her over 7-month pregnancy, emphasizing that a woman's reproductive autonomy must be given the highest priority. The court observed that the right to make decisions concerning one's body, particularly in matters of reproduction, is an integral part of personal liberty and privacy under Article 21 of the Constitution. And that is the end of this news bulletin.